Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We must all pass through and endure the valley of the shadow of death. There is no escape. And if you live long enough, you will bury your loved ones. You will feel death's shadow upon your heart. You will know the inheritance of the first Adam, and you will discover that your life is not your own. But if our life is not our own, it is because we belong to another. We do not walk through the valley of the shadow of death alone. And if we have a family, people to whom we belong, even more do we then belong to God, our Savior, who makes us his family by grace, who has bought us with his own blood. In him, death itself is a passage to life. We do not abide in that valley. This world is not our home. We are all only passing through. So also did our Lord pass through the valley of the shadow of death. He felt that shadow at the death of Joseph, and famously at the death of his friend Lazarus. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He mourned. He wept. And thus do we not mourn as those who have no hope, as though the valley is the destination, or as though it has no end, or we do not have an advocate who knows our pain. We mourn as those who walk not only with each other, but also as those who walk with Jesus. We walk in the hope of passing through this valley and coming to the city not built with hands. We are passing through, moving on. We are traveling forward to the green pastures won by Christ, to which now Ruth, in the Lord's mercy, has already come. Its joys so far exceed the joys and goodness of this life that they cannot even be compared. We could not make this journey if our Lord himself had not also made it for us. He walked through this valley not only as one who mourned, but also as one who died. He tasted death and hell's justice, that we might never taste of it. He died that we might fall asleep. The rod and staff that comfort us fell heavy upon him, who was punished for our sins, who was pierced for our transgressions, who was crushed for our iniquities. The rod and the staff together make that blessed cross. And in the valley of the shadow of death, the cross of Jesus Christ, the rod and staff upon him, and which he was crucified for us, by which he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, is our comfort and our hope. David says, "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." What could that mean, except that the crucified Lord is risen and comforts us as he did St. Thomas the week after Easter with the marks of his crucifixion? What could that mean, but that the risen Lord is present with his people in both word and sacrament, even in the midst of death? For here is our hope and our comfort. Ruth's soul has departed out of this world to be with Christ, which is better for her but leaves us poorer. The shadow is still upon us. We must now walk on without her, for she has departed in the sign of faith as the baptized with true hope, with confidence that the reward of faith won by Christ is given to her, but we are still here. And while we are here, we note this, that the graves of Christians are simply beds for their bodies. It is where they sleep and await the resurrection on the last day. The Lord's sheep are penned safely in their graves until the morning of the resurrection. But already now, while their bodies sleep, their souls are with their Redeemer. He has bought them with his own blood. And now in his mercy, he has brought them to his nearer presence. Ruth's body is sleeping. Her soul is in joy and felicity with Jesus. For he has shepherded her through death to the green pastures that he won for her by his atoning sacrifice and gift. For this she was anointed in the still waters of holy baptism. And there God declared her to be his child and himself to be her God. She was adopted into God's family in holy baptism. She also enjoyed a foretaste of those green pastures in the Holy Communion. He fed her in the presence of her enemies upon his risen body and blood. She had a promise of these pastures in the absolution, where he declared her righteous and restored her soul and gave her strength to keep on walking. And she learned of it, of those green pastures, in his word, and in that found hope. For she heard his voice in the scriptures. She knew his shepherd and his goodness. And now the good work which was begun in Ruth is one step closer to completion. Her body sleeps. Her soul is free of want, of sorrow, and of pain. Goodness and mercy followed her all the days of her life. And now she dwells in the house of the Lord, and she waits for you to join her. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God, our Savior, is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. The end of the tale is not yet told. Our sadness will not abide forever. While our joy is not yet full, it will be, and it will not end, because Jesus lives. He abides and comforts us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.